Did you know that nearly 250,000 people have been impacted by Be Broken Ministries just this year? Through radio, internet, and print media, we are reaching out to individuals and families affected by pornography and sexual addiction. We are truly thankful for these opportunities God has given us to provide hope and healing. But we cannot meet the vast needs before us without your help. We'd like to ask you just two simple questions when you think of our ministry. First, would you pray for us? We face significant spiritual battle in the fight for sexual purity, and we need your prayers. Secondly, would you consider giving a generous year-end donation to our ministry? Imagine being the reason that a marriage is restored or a life is changed. To offer your prayer or financial gift, please call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY or visit us online at www.bebroken.com.
Good day, radio listeners. It's time for Pure Sex Radio. This is the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles and learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts are Jonathan Daugherty, director of Be Broken Ministries, and Steven Cervantes, founder of Hope Counseling Center. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Steven on Pure Sex Radio.
Welcome back, radio listeners, to the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We're glad to have you here with us for another week of talking about real life and real issues. And this is the second part of a two-part series where we've been talking to fathers. And last week we talked about becoming a complete man of God, and this week we're going to be talking about becoming a complete father. We're glad to have you with us. My name is Jonathan Daugherty, and I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Steven Cervantes. Good morning, Steven.
Howdy. Glad to be here.
Yes, we are in San Antonio, Texas, and looking forward to sharing with you some of the insights that we've learned about being dads. And let's start, first of all, with saying that we don't have it all together, but we're both stumbling in the right direction, let's hope.
I like that.
And like I've heard it said before, you know, the Christian life is one beggar showing another beggar where to find food, that kind of a thing. So
that's good. On a roll now. You have any more? Keep that up.
Here we go.
We could do a whole show on that.
We'll see if we can come up with more sayings during the broadcast.
Okay.
But last week we talked about this idea of becoming a complete man of God as laying a foundation for becoming the dad that you've always wanted to be or needed to be. And just as a point of review, last week we looked at four basic truths of becoming a complete man. And the first one was that humility is not an option. The second one was that we need to seek wisdom and understanding. The third was that relationship needs to be primary. And finally, faithfulness is the real goal. So that's kind of some groundwork of laying a foundation for this, for what we're going to talk about today, and that is becoming a complete father. And today we're going to share five principles of a complete father. What does a complete dad do? You know, how does he take this foundation of getting himself straightened out and getting himself pointed in the right direction to then teach his children, to then be a dad? And one of the first principles of being a complete father is this: quantity time equals quality time. And what I mean by that is so much.
Ouch.
Yes.
If you think about that, it's ouch. Kids.
This is
more
going
time.
To be a highly convicting for myself as well, because sometimes I think, did I write that? Because that's a little too convicting.
That is. Maybe we should turn the radio off now. Yeah. I'm feeling bad.
But the idea here is, you know, how many times have you heard parents, maybe yourself included, say, you know, well, I'm spending quality time with my kids. First of all, what does that mean? I mean, what on earth are we talking about when you say quality time? What I hear a lot of times behind that phrase when people are saying it is I am trying to pick and choose moments with my kids that are impactful. Well, you know what I've learned about having kids? You cannot pick and choose.
That's right.
Those moments. You know, Stephen, you're further along in the parenting realm, and you've had more experience in terms of understanding this principle. And
yes.
The idea is you can't just go to your child and say, okay, now let's start having quality time.
That's right. Absolutely right. I remember driving in a car, and my daughter's just sitting there next to me thinking, and we're driving down the road. And she said, Dad, do skyscrapers really scrape the sky? And I thought, wow, only had we been sitting there and there had been some time and she felt comfortable and turned to me and shared with me what's in her head. That takes time for those little moments to occur.
Mm-hmm. And so I think as dads, what we need to do is we need to start getting into our minds that if we really want to have those quality moments, we probably need to start spending more time with our kids. If you are a dad out there and you are realizing that maybe over the last 6 months or the last year or maybe just the last 3 or 4 months that you haven't really experienced a quality moment with your children, then maybe the issue isn't so much about trying to manufacture quality moments as it is how much time you're spending with your kids.
Yeah, but, you know, I can feel the guilt rising out there in mm-hmm. radio land. Because we are crazy people running around busy. We got houses and yards and cars and jobs and parents and friends and hobbies. And the kids are on that list somewhere. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying, bump it up, boys.
Well, and I'm not so much saying bump it up as I'm saying bump it down. And
what
that
does that
is,
mean? I was thinking more time. Put it higher on the list, higher on the priority.
And see,
no?
I definitely think higher on the priorities. And that's where I'm challenging men, as well as I'm challenging myself. And that is that I think when it comes down to it, you made a great point there, and I don't even think you realized you made the point. The kids are somewhere on that list. How many of us have them in the top three? A lot of times, it doesn't, you know, and I'm not trying to make men out there feel guilty, but I think sometimes we do need some moments of conviction to really be introspective and think, okay, where am I placing my children in the priorities of my life?
Now, I hope this isn't just a little shopping list you're going to go down. I hope you're going to give these guys some ideas or some simple suggestions, because if we go, all right, number one, more time with your kids. Number two...
Yes.
Then that just stirs fear and guilt and
shame. Sure, because then they're like, what do I do? How do
yeah,
I do this?
Yeah, go ahead and shame me, Jonathan. Here's I already feel bad about other parts of my life. Go ahead and let's add this to the list.
Here's the good news about this, though. Quantity time does not require skill. And I think a lot of dads, where we get into trouble, is we think in order to have these quality moments with our kids, we have to be some, you know, outstanding. We have to be outstanding at something. You know, we have to be able to totally identify with our children in every way. We got to have all the answers for our children and be this person that we're not really able to be to our children. When in fact, what they're looking for is they're looking for availability. Our kids are really just wanting to know, is Dad available? Can I come to him? Will he make time for me? And I think that doesn't take any skill. Let me give you an a good practice.
Yeah, but I'm that will he make time for me? Can I elbow my way onto his list? I thought this was about causing men to think about trying to spend 5 more minutes with your kids. Just whatever you're doing, push it. If you could push 5 more minutes or 10 more, you know what I mean?
Well,
I
look at it at two sides of the coin. One thing I'm challenging men to do is look at their current priority list, because the reality is we usually overextend ourselves. I mean, our culture, even Christian men, we are good at just completely overextending ourselves.
And church helps.
Oh, yeah. You know, so one
of
the...
Lots of activities.
One side of the coin is I'm saying, okay, I'm challenging you to just take a look at your priorities, see if there may be some things you can shave off that list to be able to create some more time. The other side of the coin is what you're talking about. How can I add 5 minutes here, add 10 minutes there? And one of the practical things that I wanted to share with guys that you can do is... If you are able to, And I know, I realize that some guys' responsibilities at work prevent them from being able to do this. But if you are able to, on a regular basis, take your children out for ice cream or lunch or something on a regular basis. One of the things that I try to do with my children is about every week, I take them out individually. Now, I have three kids, so it means I've got to be creative in my time management. I've got to find some time to do that. But it does two things, I think, for our children. Number one, it shows them that dad has put me as a priority. That speaks volume. You know, you don't have to have any skill to just say, you know what, I'm blocking this time off for you in my schedule. Your kids already know how busy you are. So when you take the effort to say, I'm blocking this time off, it speaks to them that you're really putting them as a priority. The second thing it does is it creates a place for them, which is the second thing that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, does the list get easier?
Well, it gets a little easier.
Okay, good, good.
It creates the second thing that it does is it creates a place for them where they feel like I can have one-on-one time with dad where everything's safe. And that's the second principle of being a complete father, and that is that all topics are safe. If you really want to impact your kids, let them know that they can come to you with anything that's on their mind. Because how many times do we wall off our kids by either just not talking about certain subjects, hey, sex being one of them, pornography, whatever, because we're not talking about them, or because we shame them because of whatever.
That's true. They we might cut mention. Them off. We get red.
You shouldn't feel that way or, whatever.
I got to tell this thing. When my dad was 85 years old, he and I were sitting out front just talking. And I don't know how this came up, but he started talking about masturbation. This is the first time my father ever talked about that. I thought, well, I guess at 85, it's, I'm 52. I guess we're safe enough, Dad, now to have that conversation.
But the idea is being able to create a place where your kids don't see you as somebody to be afraid of or someone who's unavailable, but as someone that they can approach. They can know if there's crazy thoughts swirling through my head, if there's fear, if there's anxiety, if there's anger going on in my head, I can go to Dad about it because I know he's not going to explode at me. He's not going to shame me. And this
well,
is work.
And it takes a level of maturity, really, what you're talking about, because who has all the answers to all the questions? And kids can ask great questions. Mm-hmm. And if we're struggling with an issue ourselves, if we're embarrassed, if we don't know the answer, people make excuses, dance around it, do anything but point blank go after it or explain you don't know.
Mm-hmm. And that gets back to what we talked about last week about the first component of being a complete man of God, and that's humility. It's okay, dads, to tell your kids you don't have all the answers. They are not going to spontaneously combust when they hear that news that somehow dad doesn't have all the answers. In fact, they probably already know it, and the more that we try to pretend that somehow we have all the answers, it's just going to create more of a tension between us and our kids.
So honesty is real helpful, right?
And that definitely creates a safe place because they know, well, dad's going to be honest with me. He's not going to deceive me, and so I can be honest with him about what's going on in my life. The third principle of being a complete dad is to communicate through action. This is probably the most challenging for me personally because I like to talk. I mean, in terms of like just laying down the law or just saying, do this, do that. And the reality is if I'm telling, I was really convicted this weekend because our pastor at our church was doing a sermon on parenting. And he was talking about it in the context of integrity, that if you want to really pass a blessing on to your children, then you will do what you say you're going to do. In other words, you don't make empty promises. If you say it, you do it. And that's integrity. And I thought, and the example he gave was he said, how many of you are telling your kids, you really need to read more, you need to study? As you're sitting on the couch flipping through the channels.
No.
And I thought, oh, that's convicting,
Yeah.
How often do we tell our kids one thing, but we're doing another thing?
Like I'm watching TV yelling, are you doing your homework?
Exactly. Or we tell our kids, this is another example he used. It was really convicting. He says, kids, you ought to get involved in the youth group at church. Well, dad, what are you involved in at your church? How are you plugging? It was like basically, the idea here to communicate through action is be a man of integrity. If you're asking your children to do something that you are unwilling to do yourself, you're actually communicating something to them, but you're not communicating probably what you want to communicate to them. And that is, I've just got to do what Dad says, even though he doesn't live it himself. And so really, this is all about integrity.
That's interesting. I guess I have to think about the definition of integrity, saying it and doing it. But you're saying that within a God context, right? Because a thief could say, well, I'm going to steal some today, and they go steal. Was that integrity? You know what I mean? It's doing what you say, but it's also seems to be adhering to God's standards.
Right, exactly.
And doing what's consistent with biblical truth and those kind of mm-hmm. God standards. Okay.
Definitely.
I'm just playing out loud with this integrity theme because I like it, but I never put it together as say it, do it, say it, do it.
And that's the idea, too, is that this third principle of communicate through action, it can work both positively and negatively. And so the context that I'm using it here is communicate positive things to your children through action. Communicate truth to your children through action.
Oh, that's good, yes.
Because you can also be
that
communicating,
clarifies.
You know.
That's right, sloppiness, laziness,
exactly.
Lying, deceiving, that's right.
So here
that's
it's
good.
More it's more about communicating
so,
truth
so
through
let's,
action.
If you're creating an outline, would you please put that word in there?
communicate truth.
Positive.
Or communicate truth through action.
Truth. There you go. Okay, I'm writing this on my sheet here. That's good.
Well, the fourth principle of becoming a complete father is to be the initiator. And this is another convicting area for me because it's, you know, sometimes I think we get so busy as men with our lives and our work and our all of the responsibilities that we have in our lives that we tend to become only responders. We simply respond to what's going on with the kids. You know, we get home maybe and we find out that, you know, our son did something at school, got in trouble or whatever. And so we're only responding to things rather than taking initiative in becoming involved in our kids' activities, becoming involved in their lives, asking probing questions. And initiating, too, I think, takes the flavor of a preemptive or a preventative type mentality. If you know that you've got a 9-year-old son and you know that the average age for first time viewing of pornography is 9 years old, you probably need to be on top of helping your son, being initiating there in terms of preparing him or protecting him from what he may potentially come across. So it's being an initiator in the sense of moving toward your kids first instead of only waiting for things to get, you know, problems to come up and you're only responding to them.
And you really have to be a little sophisticated, there's the word, about this because I think it's easy to say, how was your day? Oh, fine, okay, good. Mm-hmm. I initiated the standard question. You gave me the standard answer. I'm off the hook. I think you have to be creative and say, you know, what happened with that struggle yesterday or how are you doing? I know you were worried last night. I mean, you have to be creative mm-hmm. as you probe in.
And see, that also gets back to the quantity time. Because as you're spending more time with your kids, you're able to know them better. You're able to read moods on their faces, or you're able to get a sense of what they might be feeling or struggling with. And if you're not spending that time with them, you don't know that. And so, but as you continue to move toward them, be the one to initiate conversations, be the one to, you know, initiate time together, then they're going to, for one thing, they're going to feel important. They're going to feel like, you know, Dad's taking real interest in me. And don't, I think the danger is we only initiate when something needs to be done or changed. Like, okay, your children start to realize Dad only initiates when my room's messy.
Right, or I'm in trouble.
Exactly.
Or I left a dirty dish in my room or didn't take the trash out.
We need to initiate just to move close to them. Just for no reason at all. I mean, just to be close. And then finally, the fifth principle of becoming a complete father is that we weave love, faith, grace, and encouragement into your kids' lives. Now, the key here is that if we're going to weave these things, love, faith, grace, and encouragement into our kids' lives, we need to be experiencing that ourselves. We need to be weaving that into our own lives, allowing God to weave that into our lives. And this is where it really, this is where everything kind of ties together. And that is that if we're going to, if these five principles are going to become part of how we father our children, essentially what we are becoming is a reflection of our Heavenly Father's heart. You think about how our Heavenly Father deals with us and how he initiates lots of time to spend with us. He's constantly reminding us every day with the sunrise, every day with a bird chirping, that he wants to spend time with us. He's also shown us that all topics are safe with him. He communicates through action. He's done that for all of human history. He initiates. He's constantly the one that's initiating contact with us, and he weaves love, faith, grace, and encouragement into our lives. So essentially what we're doing when we start placing these things or investing these characteristics into our kids' lives is we are simply reflecting our Heavenly Father's heart. Because, you know, our kids, they know it already, but if we're going to do this right, we need to make sure they know we're not perfect. And so as they come to us, we are reflecting our Father's heart, our Heavenly Father's heart.
That's good.
And I think that's, if we keep that in mind, you know what? It's in a lot of ways, it takes a lot of pressure off of us to try to be this perfect dad. Because I don't know about you, but that's something I struggle with. I think I just want to do everything right. I want to get every situation right. I want to respond and do things right in every single situation.
Part of me says you'll get over it.
Yeah.
Three kids, and that's traveling, speaking, ministry.
And this is part of what's helping me get over it is realizing, you know what? My responsibility to my kids, if I boil it all down, is to reflect God's heart to
them. The love of Jesus, that's right. Yes.
And if I do that, then let the chips fall where they may.
And that occurs through your expression. You were talking about communicating, spending time with them, just letting them talk and valuing, conveying value and worth. I think, you know, when you do those things and you show a father's love, you know, what happens is as adults get older, if they didn't get nurtured as children, then they're always on the hunt for that nurturance. Mm-hmm. And you can tell the difference between the children got filled up and you know, the Bible says pressed down to overflowing. They just got loved on a lot. They have such a peace and calm. They're not anxious, worried. They're not control freaks. Versus the kids that didn't quite get enough of what they needed, and so they're trying to do things like perfectionism or control or eating disorder or doing something goofy to try to somehow say, see, I am worthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, dads, I hope this has been encouraging to you. I know it's a lot of, you know, things that don't come naturally to us all the time and that they're difficult things, but I hope you've been encouraged and motivated to be able to start putting these things into your life about spending time with your kids and allowing all topics to be safe and communicating through actions and initiating and finally weaving love, faith, grace, and encouragement into your kids' lives. We hope it's been encouraging, and we look forward to seeing you back here on the broadcast next week. Man, this week I want to offer a very special promotion on a product that we have at our ministry, and it's a book called Man of Valor, Every Man's Quest for a Life of Honor, Conviction, and Character. And it's written by Richard Exley, who is a fantastic author. And this book, it's set in a devotional-style format, and the way it works is it's broken down into seven different sections. And let me just share with you what these sections are. Section one is spiritual passion. Section two is courage. Section three is loyalty. Four is integrity. Five is sexual purity. Six is wisdom. And seven is godly compassion. And you know, I've read through this book, guys, and it will change your life. It will give you a sense of who you are as a man and how you can become the best man God created you to be. Let me just share a little bit with you on the back of the book here what it says about this particular resource. As a man created in the image of God, you are destined for greatness. You were created to conquer. You may feel it is too late, that you've been robbed of your destiny. efforts to prove your masculinity, whatever form they may have taken, maybe athletic exploits, financial success, sexual escapades, or even feats of courage, may have proven futile. Think again. While your inner enemies can never be defeated with the carnal weapons of physical prowess or business acumen, they are no match for the truth. God's truth will defeat these enemies and set you free to fulfill your destiny. So we want to offer you this powerful resource. It's just a great book, and it would be a wonderful book to get during the holiday season. So wives, if you're listening, this may be a fantastic resource to get for your husband for Christmas. Again, it's Man of Valor, Every Man's Quest for a Life of Honor, Conviction, and Character by Richard Exley. And here's the offer we're making. You can call into our ministry, and we're going to give you our contact information in just a moment. You can call in or email into our ministry and make a donation of any amount, $1, $10, $100, any amount, and we will send you this resource. We just want to get this into your hands. So as the season is upon us for thinking of others, Christmas, I think this is a great resource to consider getting the man in your life or getting a friend, maybe your father. It's just a great resource for men to really capture the essence of what it is to be a man of valor. So again, call in or write in to our ministry and just give a donation of any amount, and we would be happy to send this resource out to you.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. We want to hear from you. This broadcast is not possible without the prayers and financial contributions of listeners like you. Please send your notes and donations to Pure Sex Radio, 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. Again, the mailing address is 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. You may also reach us by phone toll-free at 1-800-49-PURITY. Our toll-free number again is 1-800-497-8748. Our website is a great resource for archived broadcasts, helpful resources, and secure donations. Simply visit www.puresexradio.com for more information. That wraps up our time together on this week's Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We look forward to having you back next time when we again tackle real-life struggles with lust, porn, and sex addiction. Until then, remember, the price you pay today for purity is a bargain compared to the pain it costs if you put it off.